All right, 4th of July coming up this weekend. Hopefully everyone's got some fun parties planned. On Tuesdays, we talk food with our friend Alex from CT Food Girly. You can follow her on Instagram at CT Food Girly.
Yeah, Alex. So tell us about all these great spots where we could kind of pop in, pick up some sides for these cookouts.
Oh, I got you guys. So there's one spot called Pasta Avest and Pizzeria located in Guilford. They have amazing grab-and-go selections and really great catering platters for these 4th of July parties. They offer a stuffed bread platter pressed on their homemade focaccia bread. It's great to feed a large crowd or maybe for an appetizer. They have a sweets platter if you have to take dessert with you. They do bread pudding bites, cannolis, chocolate chip cookies. They also have their homemade cheesy garlic bread with a side of vodka sauce. You could heat that right up before the party. I think it would be a huge hit.
Oh, yeah. You'd be the favorite of the party if you show up with all that food.
Another great spot for quick and delicious catering for 4th of July is Cafe Amici, located in Hamden. They offer full or half trays. A couple of my favorites are their steak and cheese egg rolls, buffalo chicken bites, and they do antipasto skewers. So instead of bringing the charcuterie board, they have skewers, which have salami, pepperoni, olives, tomatoes, fresh moots. I think it's a great way to level up the charcuterie platter if you have to bring the appetizer.
I am a fan of the skewers option because I never, like, I always feel like, oh, people are just going to grab or you need to use, like, utensils and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm all about, like, the hygiene.
Nice.
Yeah, I grab the skewer and go.
Mm-hmm. So I love that.
But I have. Yeah, me too. The last spot is Christo's, located in Wallingford. They offer these amazing potato ball platters. It comes with a spicy chipotle sauce. They're so addicting. They're everybody's favorite. They also have a quesadilla platter. You can get one with chicken and cheese, one with steak, so many options. And I think these can be super easy for everyone to eat, especially the little ones who can grab it, dip it, and go back to the 4th of July party.
Yes, it's definitely good to have the easy to grab food for the kids.
Yeah.
And I feel like all these places, all these picks are unique things to bring because I feel like everyone tends to bring similar things to a 4th of July party, but these are a way to switch it up and everyone will be talking about you like, can you believe what they brought?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Alex, tell us about these local spots that just have that 4th of July backyard cookout vibe.
These are great spots that I have on the list because you can come here all summer and it could be 4th of July all the time. Right in Brantford, there's a spot called The Stand. It's great for outdoor drinks, live music, the perfect place to hang out with friends on a night out. It's right across from the water as well. They serve burgers, pulled pork, corn dogs, hot dogs, and much more. What I love about The Stand is how big the backyard scene is. Everyone always has great energy. They're up there dancing to that live music together. A great time.
And the live music is something you might not get at a house party because depending on whose party it is, but usually you don't have the live band setting. So this is a great spot to have that.
And also for someone like me who rents, I don't have the space to entertain.
Yeah,
so I
yeah.
think this is a perfect, like, let's meet up here and like congregate and hang out. So
yeah.
That's fun.
That's a great point, Jenna. And I know we talked about this next spot before, but it's such a great seasonal outdoor restaurant located in Guilford. I couldn't pass up bringing it again, but it's called The Place. It's a seafood spot. The food is cooked over a crackling 17-foot wood fire pit. When you dine there, you sit on a tree stump. So it's super casual, a lot of fun. They have lobster and sweet corn and clams, laid-back spot, and you get that great community fun feel.
Nice. You almost start to forget about the seafood because 4th of July, everyone's having hot dogs and the grill and everything. But yeah, the seafood is definitely great for summer.
Yeah, bring on the lobster rolls.
Lobster rolls for the 4th of July. The last one I have for us today is the Sandpiper, located in East Haven. It's a fun beachside restaurant that serves great cocktails, really fresh seafood again, along with hot dogs, burgers, tenders, melts, and much more. And it's right across from the Sound. You can walk onto the beach from there. The town water park is right next door, too, if you want to bring the kiddos before dinner. And to top it off, they have an ice cream stand right next door. You can get ice cream sundaes, Italian ice, soft serve, too. Make it a whole 4th of July night.
Nice.
Got to finish it off with ice cream. It wouldn't be 4th of July weekend without some nice ice cream, too.
True.
I could go for a nice ice cream sundae right now.
Me too. So, yeah, everyone have fun whatever you're doing this weekend. I know with the 4th being on Tuesday, a lot of people will be having parties and going to places pretty much 4 days in a row. So have a good time and happy 4th, Alex.
Thanks. Happy 4th, guys.